St. John chapter number 6, verse 44 says, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Said, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." What Jesus was talking about here, he said, "I'm nothing without my Father." He said, "His Father's got to draw you, church. He's got to draw every one of us tonight, just like it did. Thought about when I was out in this world, it seemed like the Spirit of God was drawing me, but I was running from it, and I kept running and kept running. But I run into a dead-end road, and I had to turn to God." That's how God will get you tonight, church. He'll press you into this way if you'll just listen to Him. But the Spirit of Almighty God's got to be drawing us tonight, or it will not do no good. It'll be in vain if God ain't drawing you tonight. I've seen people that think they got saved, but they did not, Brother Matt. Let me tell you something. We've got to have the Spirit of God dwelling in our heart and drawing us tonight. That's the only way you'll get saved tonight, that the Spirit of God is drawing us closer. The Bible says, "Draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to us." But we've got to fellowship with God tonight. We've got to want God to draw us a little closer. We've got to walk with God and talk with God and commune with God. But we've got to have Him drawing us a little more. We've got to have Him draw us closer and closer every day of the week. Every day we've got to have God working in our life. If we don't, we'll never see the kingdom of God tonight. We've got to have God move in our life. We've got to have Him every day of our life. But we've got to worship Him right now and praise the Heavenly Father. We've got to worship Him tonight instead of the devil. The devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. But let me tell you, God came to save us. He came to save which was lost tonight. He'll help every one of us in the Spirit of Him. He's still drawing sinners tonight. He's still drawing backsliders tonight. But we've got to take heed when the Spirit of God gets to drawing us tonight. There's a lot of people that will not take heed when the Spirit of God gets on them. They'll run and they'll run and they'll run from God. But let me tell you, you better turn to God tonight. That's the only one that can help us, God, in Jesus Christ. He's the only two that can help us tonight. He'll save us from this wicked world if we only hold on and pray and seek God like we never had before. Church, just let God draw you a little closer. Let God help us a little longer. God wants to help His children tonight, but we've got to worship God. We've got to pray every time we get chance. We've got to worship the Lord God every day of our life. Jesus Christ said, "I'm nothing without my Father." We're nothing without the anointing of God breathing on us tonight. If we ain't got the anointing, it will not touch nobody tonight. We've got to have God to breathe that anointing upon us. And it'll draw lost people back in this way. It'll draw backsliders back if that anointing's there. That anointing will reach lost souls in this dying and wicked hour that we're living in. But we've got to pray and seek God. Ask God to anoint every preacher that preaches. We got to have God to anoint us tonight. These people that's dying and going to hell. But we need that anointing that we can touch people in this last hour. We need the Spirit of God to draw people. We need the Spirit of God to draw them more and more in this last day. We've got to have that Spirit drawing them. Or we nothing, Brother Matt. We can preach and preach and preach. But let me tell you, it takes the Spirit of God dealing with somebody's heart for them to get up and walk down them aisles tonight. If the Spirit of God gets on you enough, you'll get up and walk down them. You'll want to come worship the Lord God tonight. But it takes that true, genuine Spirit of God to draw us, and we'll walk down each aisle. We'll pray and seek God and pray through tonight. We'll want God to help us in this last day. Let me tell you, the devil's raging on every street corner. There's drug dealing on every street corner. But let me tell you, in the midst of all of this, that God is still drawing people. God's still drawing sinners to earth. God's still drawing backsliders back in this way. Let me tell you, if you don't believe it, you watch different people come through the church door. The Almighty God is still drawing people. You see it in revivals. God starts drawing people. they'll start coming back in this way. They realize that God's their only help, and everybody ought to realize it tonight. But let me tell you, if you do not realize it tonight, I'm here to tell you, God's our only help, church. Jesus Christ is our only help, church. If we'll fall down and worship Him tonight, we'll see a better movement in God's house. We need that Spirit to draw us. The Spirit of Almighty God will draw us if we'll just take heed when it starts drawing us. I thought about us out in the world, and I came to my church one day. My wife had been going a couple years before I went. I said I'd go that next day to church. And I thought about the Spirit of God was already drawing me before I got to that church. I sat there, I was just holding on the back of that pew, and something moved upon me. It was thumping in my heart. It got to dealing with me, and I could not sit down. Let me tell you, I came straight down to that altar. When the Spirit of God gets on you, church, you can't sit back in your seat. Don't listen to the devil. The devil will make you sit there tonight. He'll tell you, do not get up and walk down. Your friends and your loved ones is here. But let me tell you, it don't matter who's in this church tonight. If you need Jesus Christ, if you need God to move in your life, you get up and move. When the Spirit of God's drawing you, it's drawing us all tonight. I thought about the Spirit of God drawed that rich man that went to the lake, cast into hell. Thought about the Spirit of God dealt with that man, Brother Matt. The Spirit of God dealt with every soul in this world, and they will not take heed to it tonight. But that rich man lifted his eyes in hell, being in torment in his flame. Let me tell you, we'll all be like that if we don't serve God tonight. We'll lift our eyes in hell and be tormented day in and day out, but we got to worship God. When the Spirit of God starts drawing us, we need to get up and move. We need to move in these churches when the Spirit's drawing us. Don't sit back on the Spirit of God tonight, because it may be your last chance. Thought about the Spirit of God. It takes that Spirit of God just to touch us, Brother Rob. It takes the Spirit of God to move tonight, to move upon us on a message. It takes the Spirit drawing us to that message to preach it like it ought to be preached. But let me tell you, it takes God to do everything tonight. You want God on your side. The Bible said if God's for you, then who can be against you? But let me tell you right now, the devil is against you tonight. But the Spirit of God is stronger than that devil tonight. The Spirit of God can put that devil to flight tonight. We've got to use it right tonight in this last and dying hour. We've got to have the Spirit of God drawing us. We've got to have it drawing us, church. We've got to have it more than anything in this life. We've got to have the Spirit of God dwelling in our hearts tonight. We've got to have the blood of Jesus applied to our heart. If you have not got the blood applied to your heart, you'll die and go to a devil's hell tonight. That's the only other choice you got tonight. You can serve the Lord God of heaven tonight and worship Him every time we come through these doors. But if you do not, if you want to sit back and worship the devil tonight, I'm telling you what, the devil's bound for hell tonight. He's bound for a lake of fire, and he wants to drag who he can. He wants to drag who he can down in this fire with him. But let me tell you, if we'll pray and seek God, God will pull us out of it. God will help us right now if we'll pray and lift up His holy name. He'll help us, church. That Spirit of God is still drawing us, church. It's still drawing people. It's drawing them hour after hour, revival after revival. It's still drawing people. The Spirit of God has never left this land till yet. Let me tell you, the Spirit of God will not leave this land till He pulls the church out tonight, church. Let me help me preach tonight. Help me preach this message that God's still drawing people. God's still drawing them tonight. God will draw them every day of our life if we'll pray. Let's pray for our loved ones. Let's pray for the ones we really love. Let's pray for the ones that we seem like our enemies tonight. Let's pray for everybody in this world. We ought not have an enemy. Let me tell you something right now. We need to pray and seek God. Pray and seek God for our loved ones, and He'll draw them back in this way. Let me tell you, He answers our prayers if we'll keep praying and seeking God. We've got to have the Spirit of God drawing us. I've seen it draw many of people in these last few months. I've seen it draw them and draw them and draw them. The Spirit of God will draw you to this Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God will draw you down to this way that you'll want a greater desire to serve God. You'll want to read a little more and study a little more. You'll want to stay up and pray a little longer at night if God's drawing you. God's drawing people like that, Brother Matt. That's what we need. God's still to move in this land. America's in trouble tonight. The people that ain't got God. Let me tell you, God's going to pour His wrath out upon this land. We've got to have the Spirit of God drawing us. That Spirit of God will draw a drunkard down to these altars. It'll draw a drug dealer down to these altars. It'll draw a filthy man down to these altars. It'll draw anybody down to these altars. When they come through that door and the conviction power falls in this house, they will not be able to sit in these pews. That's how strong the Spirit of God is. But we've got to have the Spirit of God. The Bible said, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. And John 12:32 says, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. That's Jesus talking. And James 4:8 says, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and you purify your hearts, you double-minded. And then James 4:9 says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. If we'll just pray and seek God, this God will still draw us tonight. God will still help us, church. When we get in the wickedest place we've ever been in, the devil will tell you, you can't keep serving God, you need to give up. But let me tell you, if you fall down and pray a little longer, God will reach His hand down and pull us out. God will help us tonight, but we've got to pray and seek God. He'll still draw us, church, a little closer. But a lot of people don't want to be drawn this way. I've seen people that tell you when they get in rough times, they'll tell you, go get the preacher and let him pray for me. But let me tell you, when they're going good, they don't want nothing to do with it. They don't want nothing to do with God. Let me tell you, you better have something to do with God every day of our life. God can destroy us right now from right in this church if we go against God's Word right now. But let me tell you something, we've got to have the Almighty God leading us around by the hand, telling us which way to go. Jesus Christ telling us which way to go. Be led by the Holy Ghost tonight. We've got to be led by this Spirit that's drawing us. It'll draw us closer if we seek God. I've seen sinner people sit in the house of God and the conviction never fall in the house. And they get up and say, where was God at? But the Spirit of God was drawing them, Brother Matt. Every time a sinner comes through them doors, the Spirit of God drawed them this way, or they would not have walked through them doors. The Spirit of God's drawing people, church. It's going to draw them every day of our life. Every day we seek God, He'll keep drawing a little more. He'll draw our loved ones if we'll let Him, if we'll pray and seek God. We've got to keep praying and seeking God for this world. This world's in trouble, but we've got to have God to draw them back. We've got to have the Spirit of God drawing us every day of our life. The Spirit of God is still drawing people. It's still drawing them on every street corner. Thought about there's a church in Georgia. It's about on every block, any kind you can think of. But let me tell you, the Spirit of God's still drawing people out of these wicked churches. Out of these churches that lost the holiness ranking. They've lost the holiness style. They went to compromising, Brother Matt. But let me tell you something right now. God's still drawing people back into this holiness way tonight. It takes the Spirit of God to draw them out of them places because they're so deceived tonight. But let me tell you, the Spirit of God will still draw them out of them places tonight. The devil does not like it when God starts drawing sinner people tonight. But let me tell you, the Spirit of God's still drawing people. He's still pulling people from hell tonight. He'll still be pulling them tomorrow night. It'll still be pulling the next night if God don't tarry. If God tarries, He'll keep pulling them out of the pit of hell. But we've got to seek God. We've got to seek God with everything that's in us, church. We got to praise God every day of our life. When we come through them church doors, let's worship God tonight. Let's get God on our heart. The Bible said He inhabits our praises, church. Let's lift His name up when we come through them doors. Don't worry about your job. Don't worry about who's in this place. Let's worry about if the Holy Ghost is going to visit us. Let's worry about if God's going to draw a sinner out of hell. Let's worry about how many God's going to draw that night. Let's just seek God. Oh, yes, Lord. I've seen people just give up when the Spirit of God is drawing them. I thought about when I was out in the world, the Spirit of God drawed me. I thought about I was sitting at home one night. We just had got our place and it was new. And I was sitting there and I was a sinner. And my wife was praying in the back room. She'd already been saved for a little while. And I thought about, Brother Matt, I felt the conviction power fall on me right then. I was so scared to even go to bed that night. I even told my wife, I said, I'm getting up, I'm going to my daddy's house to stay because I'm scared. I didn't know what I was scared of, but it was the conviction power that got a hold of me. But one day, my little four-year-old girl laid hands on me. I was sitting there watching TV, laying on the couch, and my wife done went off to church, and my little four-year-old girl laid hands upon my head. She said, Daddy, I'm going to pray for you. I said, okay. And I'd never know, Brother Collins, that the conviction power would hit me through that little child. But let me tell you, when I got up, I felt God. I felt God hit me right there on that spot through my little four-year-old child. Let me tell you, my wife come home that night, and I said, I'll be going to church. I'll be going to church tomorrow night with you. Let me tell you, that's the Spirit of God that was drawing us. It's still drawing people tonight. It may take your loved ones praying for you, but the Spirit of God will still draw us. The Spirit of God is still drawing people in this last hour. I thought about, we've seen many that perished and go die and go to devil's hell. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. But let me tell you, God's people ought to have the best of everything tonight. God's children, He'll help us tonight if we only praise His name. He said He'd help us through all things. He said He'd go with us always, even unto the end of the world. Let me tell you, that's far enough, church. That'll pull us out of here. That'll pull us away from this wicked devil tonight. Let me tell you, that's long enough, Brother Matt. If He can carry me that far, I can make it tonight, church. Don't give up when the devil jumps on your back. He'll try to tear you down right here. But let me tell you, you keep praying and seeking God. Let that Spirit draw you away from this devil tonight. This devil does not want nobody to serve God. He's trying to get back at God where God kicked him out of heaven. But let me tell you something right now. He'll never get back at God's children if we'll worship God tonight. He'll never pull nobody out of God's hands tonight if we'll just worship God tonight. We've got to worship God with everything that's in us, church. We've got to praise His name, lift His name up no matter where you at. If you're downtown and the Holy Ghost moves on you, you shout all the way down in miles. It'll be all right, church. Don't be ashamed of this way tonight. When God moves on you, no matter where you at, you praise His name wherever you at tonight. And His Spirit will keep drawing us, man. The Spirit of God is drawing everybody tonight, church. We see people that once used to be in church. We see them start coming back to church. It's because the Spirit of God is still drawing them. The Spirit of God is reminding them what they're missing. The Spirit of God is still drawing people tonight. But let me tell you, let's take heed to the Spirit of God. I'm closing right here. I've heard this, that I told my wife before I came to church. I said, I'll wait till I'm laying on my deathbed and call upon God. Asked Him to save me. But let me tell you, something got in my heart. Something got in my heart and told me I better take heed right now. I better take heed. This may be my last chance. This may be my last chance. I've seen people go down the road and say they'd do the same thing I did and get killed as soon as they walk out them church doors, get killed in a car wreck. But the Spirit of God had to be drawing them. If the Spirit of God was not drawing them, they went to hell tonight. Let me tell you, church, it takes the Spirit of God tonight. It takes it to draw us tonight. Let's all come around to the altars and pray tonight.
Sister Bonnie, praise God.